Vincent approached to help her mount up. The most powerful man in the city, and possibly the whole peninsula, gave her a firm lift, supporting her foot with one hand while grazing the limits of ethics, grabbing the upper thigh with the other. Leah, in turn, had to rest one of her hands on Melody and the other on the lion. The scent Vincent emanated was one belonging to a predator, sharp, warning, intoxicating. It crept on Leah as she leaned on him. She shook her head in denial to the sudden raise of her heartbeat. When Sarah lifted his gaze from the letter of introduction, as Rebbe called it, he startled. The villagers appeared around him seemingly out of nowhere. He stood in the eye of a freshly drawn nonogram. The old lady, the fisherman, and the others at each of the 9 vertices. Cyril was surrounded by the people he didn't think to be of this world, yet now they seemed more real than ever, penetrating Cyril with their gazes. Cyril was about to fall on the floor, but didn't. Something didn't let him fall. He heard the otherworldly villagers chant in unison.